I'm going to make a very, very brief introduction to our organizer, Amy Rubin. I know many of you know her as a classmate. What I really would like to say is we're very blessed at Shareem that when women come through to learn Shareem, they bring with them not only the desire to learn Torah, but their many talents and skills. And it's always been our pleasure to kind of identify those and whenever we can, to get those people to work for us. So for free. As volunteers, because we all have to build Klal Yisrael. It's everyone's responsibility. So I've had that privilege with Amy on many different projects. This idea of a sensitivity seminar was hers. Specifically, not only did she have the idea and present it to us, but she organized it. She brought all her organization skills and her people skills to the project. And I do want to thank her in advance. And invite the rest of you to join her in contributing to your community and to Shareem, which is also your community for now, and bring your talents and skills and say, I also want to volunteer. I also want to contribute because I have something to offer that I would like to help Shareem with. And without further ado, Amy Rubin.
Thank you. So, good morning, everyone. I want to say thanks for coming. I mean, I know the Shareem students don't really have a choice, but it's still kind of a hardcore topic and a hardcore day, so I appreciate everyone being open and, you know, coming and wanting to learn. I wanted to just open with this seminar is dedicated to the memory of Sephora Bas Yitzchak, whose yard site is 23rd of ER. Mrs. Goldberger was an exceptional woman. She inspired awe and admiration. She had great love and dedication from her family, her friends, her children. She lived graciously. She lived gratefully with Hashem. She was always thanking him. She was a Holocaust survivor who always believed. And in the middle of all of it, she had Simchas HaChaim, and I can't pronounce the French, Joie de Vivre, what Rebbe Tinkhaven said. She was a woman who was completely full of life and who was always thinking of others. So the seminar is dedicated to her memory. It is also dedicated to the memory of Fega Bas Chaim, who was Barbara Rubin, whose yard site is the 20th Tammuz, and she was my mother. And we'll probably be covering that a little later. So the point of the seminar is that at some point in everyone's life, something that's hard happens, or difficult, or oh my gosh. It's going to happen to you, Chas V'Shalom. It's going to happen to your friend, Chas V'Shalom. At some point, someone you know and love is going to have something really difficult happen. And some of us are really blessed, and we go a long time before we run into one of these situations, which what I call front row center. And sometimes you're born into them. We don't get to choose our path of luck. So when things happen, the overwhelming urge is to help. But we're at a loss. How can I help? What can I do? And Western society especially doesn't train people at all to talk about things like grief or suffering or illness. These are things that people don't want to talk about because it's not so happy. Let's talk about, I don't know, Purim. Purim's fun. But really what happens is then you get into a situation you want to help so badly and you can't. And then what happens is in your zeal to help, and when I say you, I'm including me, so this is your zeal to help. People want to help, and they say the worst thing possible. And it's coming out of the best place, but it's because no one's really helped them along. Conversely, just so you know, it's not all negative. People can do unbelievable things. I've seen it personally in my life. I've seen it in other lives. People can rise to the occasion. So this isn't a simple or a pleasant or an easy topic. Like, you're not going to walk out of here being like, okay, if this happens to so-and-so, I know I can do X, Y, and Z. But it is something that's important. I also want to say, like, I know somebody sitting here, maybe a couple somebodies, who are going through the kinds of things we're going to be talking about today. We're talking about a lot of heavy stuff. None of it's so fun. It can get very intense. If you need to get up and just take yourself out, Rakasha, please feel free. Conversely, if you have something you want to add, like if you look at, we're going to give a handout at the end. If you think we're missing something, please let us know. It's a lot to cover. We have a very short time, although whoever thought 3 hours was short. So again, please feel free to give us some feedback and give us interactions on that. So I have kind of a sick sense of humor, as those who know me know. And so I have this collection. I wrote it down recently of things that people have said that, oh my gosh, why? Why did they say them? So one example of that is I have a very good friend who lost her mother, and she was sitting shiva. And she also happens to be single, and she's been looking for a while, and so like that's something also. So she's sitting shiva for her mother. And a friend of the family came up to her and said, you know, Jane, when you get married, you should really invite me because that's what your mother would have wanted. And she's like, that's what I want to think about right now is taking care of your needs. So that was one example. Another example, equally horrifying, I learned recently. It was sit at the shiva house for an 8-year-old who had Down syndrome who had died suddenly. Horrible, right? Tragedy, like everyone. And someone said, did you check the mezuzahs? I know. Yeah. So I have a sick sense of humor. I like to collect these. I have a couple of my own. I'm not going to read you the litany. But I also have another collection. And this is a collection that makes me kind of passionate on this topic. And there are amazing things that people can and do, can do and say. And just the simplest, one of the simplest ones for my own personal life is when my mother was very, very ill and things were going clearly not well. Everyone was calling. Everyone was emailing. Everyone wanted to see how I was doing. It was amazing. One friend specifically left me a voicemail. Amy, I just wanted to see how you're doing. I want you to know I'm thinking about you. Don't worry about calling me back. And it was just like, this is 7 years later. And I'm just like, every time I think of that, it was perfect. Simple, short, perfect. This is for you. Don't worry about me. So I have a couple other examples like that. I have the good friend who, when I got the phone call and I had to go up to New Jersey and I couldn't because it was late and I didn't want to drive off the road with just Harry Potter, she called me, she said, look, I'll drive you to New Jersey, I'll take tomorrow off, don't worry about it. There's people who do things. Another example, and this is not just someone who had a sick child who had their chavrusa come and spend the night. They volunteered to come and spend the night with the child in the hospital so that she could actually sleep and go to her oldest son's bar mitzvah the next day. I have lists of amazing, amazing things. So the goal of this seminar is to keep you off the first list and help you move towards the second. If you want to talk to me like after, I can tell you more of the horror stories because some of them are hilarious, but like in that train wreck kind of way. So we've assembled a group of speakers to discuss a series of these kinds of issues that you may be around. Obviously, there's way more than we've got covered, but we tried to get some of the heavy hitters. And the idea is we want to kind of provide a little bit of insight to you about the mindset of someone who's in a situation already and some ideas on practical things you can do that would help and some things maybe you don't want to do. See earlier note about first list. So Rebbe from Brussels is going... Where is she? There she is. I like to make eye contact when I talk about someone. She's going to kick things off with a keynote on words and their power, because really this is all about words, words and deeds, and the power of your actions. Rebbetzin Taven will discuss special needs children and chronic illness. Rebbetzin Pavlov is going to discuss prolonged singledom and infertility. And I'm going to close with an uplifting discussion of illness, death, and grief. Like I said, good time, ladies, today. So following the talks, we're going to have some breakout sessions that are going to kind of hopefully to help you put a little of this into practice. And oh, I already told you if it's intense, you can go away. At this point, I'm going to introduce Rebbetzin Brussels, who is going to give the keynote. So thanks, everyone, for coming, and to school.